You've been waiting for 2 weeks for part two with Seema Shamash.
Shamash.
How are you?
Excellent.
I know we're pretending like it's been 2 weeks, but it's been probably 2 minutes. But for the sake of podcast land.
For the sake of podcast land,
it's been 2 weeks since you've been here.
Now you're ready to take the next load of medicine we have in this podcast.
Let's rock and roll. I remember that. I know that we left off, you know, with people's visions and people not being able to see past what they have been told is realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, in many ways, I do want to bring this up, but in many ways, what we think is realistic is filtered based off of what we've been shown.
Yep.
You know, what our parents have shown us, whatever fear they had, whatever limitations they had, mm-hmm. they're passed on to us. How does one begin the journey of transcending all of that mm-hmm. and moving into a new energy field?
First is first, you have to allow yourself to dream. You have to allow yourself and give yourself permission to have those visions of what do I actually want? People are so terrified of doing that because it will shatter their whole reality. So you have to give yourself permission to build what do I actually want? And spirit always says this. They're like, you can start from here, but if you don't have the blueprint of where you're going, where are we taking you to? You're going to go in circles. So give yourself permission to have that vision of where you're going and what you want. And if your brain starts going, this is too good to be true, that's how you know it's true. Mm-hmm. If your body's like, oh my God, I would love that. And your brain goes, it's not realistic. That's how you know it's true. So trust that. And then people are like, well, then how do I get started? Everyone's looking from like an A to Z type of thing because our school system here has been like you go to preschool, kindergarten, first to fifth, middle school, high school, college. Everything has been so built like that. Mm-hmm. People are waiting for that. And I'm like, spirit doesn't work that way. You're going to get A. And you're going to start with A. But A will show up for you. A lot of people, if you're listening to this, you've already got an A and B and C and D. You've already...
You're just not paying attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
The more you make that image clear, the next step shows up. The next step shows up. Once you learn the lessons in that lesson and that level and you integrate it into your body, the next level shows up. It will all show up step by step because that is also teaching you faith, how to walk with faith, how to trust yourself in your intuition. It's teaching you all of the lessons. And one of the biggest reasons why spirit can't show you A to Z how it's going to go, because your mind can't even grasp the miracles that are happening along that process. So they can't even show it to you. So they're going to give you step A. That's how you start. Start where you're at. Start where you're called. And the starting point for each person is going to look very different.
Yeah.
But start with where you feel called. Do you feel called to go to Awaken? Great. Do you feel called to doing a session here? Great. Do you feel called to reading that book? Start. And then your intuition is going to send you to the next place. You just have to answer the call.
As someone who has been on this journey, right? I want to speak to this for a moment because I feel like one of the things that I work so hard to do is to not only not create division or separation, but to make sure that every human being that comes into our presence understands that I am just a reflection of them and they are a reflection of me.
Yep.
So when you come to Awaken, no one announces me. There's no applause. There's like, I walk out.
There's Danny.
Are you ready to get to work? Because rule number one, this isn't about me. This is about you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're here for a selfie with Danny, if you're here to meet me, if you're here to shake my hand, you're here for absolutely the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. And that's the first lesson you have to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, the second thing that I want to share with people is as someone who is on this journey and who is now manifesting it to where you know, as my brother and sister could look at my life and go, whoa, like, mm-hmm. you know, he talks about financial freedom. He's financially free.
Yeah.
You know, he talks about attracting your dream partner. He has his dream partner.
Yeah.
He talks about living your dream life. The dude is living a dream life.
Yeah.
You know, humbly, I say to you, anything that you see in me, it's just a reflection of like what is deep within you.
Yeah.
Now, how do we connect the dots, right? I'm going to take it back to that moment when you and I first met and you were like, you're going to be the Tony, the Hispanic Tony Robbins, but spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I want to take it to a granular level so that people understand how this all happens, how what you said all happens, because I don't want people to like listen to what you just said and go, okay, but how do I get to Z? Because mm-hmm. that's how you're conditioned, mm-hmm. you know? Literally, I remember that moment. And then I remember that moment going in my car and going like, I know that. But I don't want to do it like Tony Robbins. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be that. I don't want to motivate people. I don't even know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I want people to know like the truth. And then literally you go like this, you go, okay, I don't know how I'm going to get to Z, but I'm open for the journey.
And bam.
That's where it happened.
That's that. And you, if you look back now, you would have never guessed how the journey would happen.
In my wildest dreams.
Right.
Did I realize that I would have to forgive my father? See, now we're talking real.
Mm-hmm.
Remove all competition within me.
Mm-hmm.
Remove all need and desire to be famous, accepted within me. Remove every little ounce of glamour within me. Remove my need to wear the Rolex within me. Remove my attachment to being known as the real estate guy within me. Remove my need and desire to be followed within me, like the need to have Instagram followers. I'm telling you guys right now, if you want to grow your Instagram, remove the energy of the need to grow your Instagram.
Yep. One of my clients asked me last week, because I told her I'm coming here and what we're working on and stuff. And she's like, what do you feel like finally created it? And I was like, because it's not about me. It's not about me saying that I work with Danny. Some people think, oh my God, you know Danny. I'm like, it's not about me. It's about what I'm giving to people. It has nothing to do with me. I think old Seema was like ego and it would never happen at that stage.
Nope.
It's about being of service.
That's right.
And everything you just said about the whole journey you've gone through, and you're still going through journey still. Of evolution. Well, we will continuously. This is why spirit cannot show you the A to Z. Because you couldn't even fathom if they told you you're going to have to forgive your father and you know what, you're going to be called to going to visit him. You'd be like, get the
No. My father left me.
Mm-hmm.
My father wasn't there for me. My father rejected my brother. I will never, for as long as I live, forgive my father. Nope. If you would have told me 5.5 years ago that part of me getting to Z, which Z, just so you know, is 100% unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Z is. If you would have told me that to arrive to 100% unconditional love, I would have had to face my fear of death. No. I would have had to face my fear of being accepted for who and what I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, I would have had to face my fear of accepting and receiving love. And all of that came in the package of a 5'10" goddess from London who there was no way, shape, or form that my back then fat ass would have ever thought that I would have attracted. If you would have told me that it would have been through that, I would have said,
you would stop.
You're smoking crack.
You wouldn't go for the journey.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If we know what's to come, we'd say no. Even the great parts of it, we'd be like, well, that's not possible.
Yeah.
And so then we don't do it, but the journey is quite magnificent.
Seema, even if you would have told me that day that it's going to be because you're going to go sit with ayahuasca 13 times and you're going to go sit with mushrooms and do all that. But you know, it's like, how could you ever lead someone through a process that you have not been through yourself?
That's exactly it. You can't. And I think as people who are called into the space to be of service in these ways, you're going to go through every single one of the cycles for yourself on a level that resonates and is for you. But that is what this is. And it goes layer by layer by layer by layer. And people get scared of the layer by layer by layer. But what I tell everyone, I'm like, it starts to get fun. Like on my way here, I had a whole other layer that showed up for me.
Tell them about it. What happened?
I realized I need to do deeper healing in the relationship with my sister. I need to do deeper healing in the relationship with my mom. And I need to do deep, like these layers of healing have to do with love. Because if I want to hold space for more people, my heart needs to open. So I need to look. And if you told me this a few months ago, I'd be like, I'm done with this thing with my sister. We're good. We're good. Like it's done. I learned the lessons like sayonara, sucker. And then spirit's like, next round. And your ego is like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this.
Yep.
But then you realize, no, I get to do this. I get to, and it does feel uncomfortable. And I even posted on my Instagram how I was at the airport to come here and I just broke down in tears. I had one of those moments because it was all coming up and I'm like, I have this whole next level to really look at now. Except as I let the tears out, as I understood what was coming up for me, I also sat and I was like, I'm so grateful that this is coming up. I'm so excited to get to work doing this. The work becomes really fun at one point because you know that on the other side of this is a freer, lighter, happier version of yourself. So you're like, let's go. And I already know, I don't know how this is all going to unfold, but whatever I need, whoever I need is going to come my way and it's going to support me and this will be just fine and I've got this.
As you say that, I want to tell a story I've never told. I had an airport story.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way to prior to Jen. You know, sometimes there's like the one before the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by mm-hmm. that. And I was on my way to go to Mexico to go meet a woman, and you know, go hang out for the weekend or whatever the case may be. And I had the most anxiety that I have ever had in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was like, I don't think I'm gonna go. I don't think I'm gonna go. And you know what's interesting? What happened to me on that flight was like all of my father's fear showed up for me. And I remember releasing it like mid-flight. Mm-hmm. And I remember like tears flowing down from my eyes because it was like, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get to step into my courage now. My father's fear is not my fear.
Yep.
And I detached from it all. And it's so interesting, but like during that trip, I also not only detached from the energy of fear, but that's when I started to allow myself to step into a part of myself in relationship that I hadn't been in before.
Yeah.
You know? And it's all part of the journey.
It's all part of the journey. And you can never guess how it's going to come up. I would have never guessed that I would come to the airport and just like freak out like that and be like, what is like? But your subconscious knows exactly when to bring up what. And you just get to look at it. And then it goes layer by layer. Like, I think people are so afraid of their own emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start to realize, and this is actually one of the things with the feminine, is your emotions are like your superpower. And so let your emotions speak to you. The emotions, it's speaking your wisdom to you. It's speaking your truth to you. It's bringing that stuff up. Be with your emotions. One of my favorite things that I ever heard about masculine and feminine, like, yes, we are very emotional. We'll have 10 moods in an hour. Like it's just how we're built. And someone once said, they're like, the masculine is the sky. It's just there. The feminine is the weather. And she flows. She could be stormy in the day. She could be rainy. Then it could be sunny. Then it could be cloudy. And the masculine holds that space. And I feel like especially for me on my journey and as a woman who was so masculinized at one point that was like, don't feel emotions, don't cry, don't anything. This permission to feel my emotions, to let myself cry at the airport. Are you kidding me? Old me would be like, Seema, you're such a little bitch. What's wrong with you? I was so tough. But in that moment, and I know sometimes people meet me now, they were like, you were like that. I'm like, you have no idea who I was. But to let those emotions come through, your emotions are speaking your soul's wisdom to you. It is speaking everything that you need. Just feel, especially as, I can't even say especially as women, because men too feel. Men to be in the presence of emotion is one of the things for them. That is actually a part of them really stepping into their masculine, because if you're the sky, you're holding space for that.
That's absolutely right.
So holding space for that emotion, that requires you to get comfortable with your own emotions.
Absolutely right. So spot on. Talk to me about masculine and feminine energy and how it shows up in relationship. You know, one of the things that I feel like I'm known for, right, is this conversation about like 50-50 and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about it too much anymore, but where that all came from is I saw Jen. Like I saw Jen's journey, right? I saw her be in her masculine energy. And when I finally was able to say, like, I got this. I remember the moment is when she was flying back and forth from London to here. And she just happened to say, oh, but I have to pack a bag again, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, baby, don't pack. And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, I'll just buy you all new clothes so that you could have a wardrobe here and a wardrobe there. Yeah. And you know, later on, what she told me was that no one had ever taken care of her to that extent, to where literally she could just come on the plane with not even her toothbrush, mm-hmm. and like everything would be provided for her, yeah. you know? Talk to me about that dynamic, because I feel like women need to hear like what is required and how they could truly drop into their feminine, mm-hmm. in the presence of a man. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like men need to hear like what is that space that they need to hold for women?
I think we first have to look at what man and wife and masculine and feminine has been. Because I think so many people are looking at it from the wounded space, and that is the woman is just expecting the man to do this, do that, give me, and like angry towards men. And then the men look at women of like, well, I'm over here just providing and all these things and I'm not appreciated, and they're belittling the woman. It's been a lot of energy of belittling one another and disrespecting one another, where then men, even though they're in provider mode, they don't feel appreciated, seen, respected for it. And women in receiving mode just feel like, give me, and like, I'm not gonna give you any love in return. And so a lot of people are coming from this very unhealthy space of masculine and feminine, seeing how partnership is. A lot of people have just been fed very unhealthy versions of it. So while they deeply desire a healthy version of love, you can't just receive it if you don't start doing the work. You know, you did so much work, Jen did so much work before you could even accept each other. Mm-hmm. And like even Jen in the beginning was resistant because it was like, this is foreign to me. What is this? Like, is this safe? But to get into that space, it's A, for each person to remember. Like women really get to remember the range of what it means to be a woman, to be a woman. Women have forgotten what it means to be a woman. And so women are here thinking, if I get married, then I must just be a housewife and do this, and I don't want to do that. Then I'm tied down in this, and that's what it means to be a woman. Not realizing your grace with a baby, if you choose to have children or to be in that loving, nurturing space, is powerful. Mm-hmm. And that fiery side of you, that exists too. You have to get into a healthy space with yourself to be able to call in a healthy partner and then receive that in that end. Because the way that your relationship works, Jen was working on herself before she even called you in. She was really working through her own cycles, working through her own things that are coming up, working with her own divine feminine energy. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was Jen who told me to read the book, You Are a Goddess, which then I went to tell like every woman, I'm like, read this book.
Well, you know, I told, you her, told her to read the book of the, yeah.
You see? And you read that book because you're like, well, I want to understand feminine energy.
That's right.
And that's it. If a man wants to have a really healthy, divine relationship with a woman, you get to understand feminine energy. Same goes for women. You get to understand masculine energy, we have to put down these like swords and stuff of men suck, no, women are the problem. We have to put those down and hold space for our brothers and sisters and say, we're all wounded. Yeah. We're all out here attacking each other. Let me learn about myself. Let me learn about what my femininity looks, feels like, what it is, that grace, that beauty. And then let me go learn about men. Let me go understand what is a man's desires, because we have been taught to see men as just these providers that are emotionless and can't have any of that stuff. Like, don't have emotions. Don't tell me what's going on with you. Don't you cry, because you're not a man if you do that. And if women are holding that energy towards men, how can you have a healthy relationship?
You can't.
You can't. And so learning that men, yes, while in their masculine, they are driven to protect and provide. They want to. But that same very masculine man at the end of the night wants the arms of a woman to fall into, mm-hmm. for her to hold that space for him to say, yes, come here. This, you're not weak for this. You're so strong. And for the woman to hold space for that. The thing is, the way we've all been raised, that's weird. Oh, I have to hold space for my man. Like, be tough, be a man.
Because that's love.
Yeah.
Love is weird.
Well, it's weird because of what we've been taught.
That's right.
So it feels weird. Mm-hmm. But in reality, through my relationships, and I say this to everyone, I'm like, stop dating to be like, I need to find the one. If you feel called to dating someone, date that person. There is lessons in each relationship, lessons. My last boyfriend was one of those really buff, fit guys. And so to me, I was like, okay, this is like a masculine man. But then I saw how emotional he was. And it was a really beautiful experience for me, because I finally saw a man that you look on the outside, you're like, they're so masculine. And then also, he was emotional. It was beautiful. It wasn't a bad thing. And I saw within myself, to be able to hold space for a man like that and just hold him and let him talk and let him speak about what's coming up, that made me fall in love with him in a completely different way. And it made me be a part of my feminine that I never knew existed. Mm-hmm. And I think these aspects of being a man and a woman and masculine and feminine, people have forgotten these things. But the only way to get there is first work on your own. Mm-hmm. Work on your own masculinity. Work on your own femininity. Start healing that. Start tapping into that. And then you'll start to recognize, what does a divine masculine want? What does a divine feminine want? And through different relationships, through different interactions, you will learn. And energy brings everything to you. When you were ready for a partner like Jen, when Jen was ready for a partner like you, when you were ready to learn the lessons there, it just happened. You and Jen knew each other for years before any of this stuff happened.
Yeah.
But you each individually did so much work on your own selves that now it was time for the next layer of work to happen in partnership. And it just happened at the right timing. So everyone's like, how do I get there? How do I get that relationship? I personally am not in that relationship just yet. But I will tell you, the relationships I've had and the journey I've been on is what's taught me so much. And in each layer, you learn something else. You connect to something different within you. And then that next layer will show up. I have zero doubt in my mind that that is the next level for me, because that's the next level of my evolution. Mm-hmm. It's not that, oh, I just want husband to have children with. Like, yeah, I want all of those things.
Yeah.
But it's the next level of my evolution.
You know, it's so interesting that you bring that up, because I, when I see Jen as a mother, the Jen I knew, the Jen I first met 3 years ago, it's a different human being. Mm-hmm. But the Jen that I see now as a mother, and her exhibiting a mother's love, it's like, I just told her this yesterday. I said, like, you're a wonderful mom.
Yeah.
You're a wonderful mom because, number one, you're aware. Like, you're aware of yourself. And there's, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of moms that, you know, parents, dads as well, that aren't aware of what's happening inside of them. Mm-hmm. And when they're not aware of what's happening inside of them, they project that onto their kids.
You're dumping that on your children. You
know, really. But number two, it was like, I just see her being so, It's like a constant state of surrendering self mm-hmm. to give life to another little being. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful.
And it's only because she's really done the work that she could be in this space. And even in this space, she's doing her next level work.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there's always lessons. And that's the part of being on this spiritual journey. We're always doing the next level work because it's just all about evolution. Having a baby isn't just about having a baby. It's about who you're becoming in that process, who you're evolving to into that process. What other levels of you are trying to grow and heal and evolve through now being a parent?
It's impossible for you to have a successful relationship with another human being or a partner if you don't have a successful relationship with yourself. And what we as human beings don't realize is that we are deeply disconnected. We're disconnected from Mother Earth. We're disconnected from peace. We're disconnected from love. What we do at Awaken is we curate different exercises to help you reconnect first to yourself, and then the beautiful process of reconnecting to everybody begins. And that's why Awaken is so powerful. You'll do more in 3 days at Awaken than you would do 30 years anywhere else.
I was so stuck. Now I feel peace.
Awaken has been the best thing we have done for our marriage.
Coming here, I realized that the answers were inside of me all the time.
Head on over to DannyMorrell.com/awaken now to get your tickets today. Seema, this might be a little delicate, but this just came to me to speak about because I have been on this journey and I've been with people as they go through the journey of not being able to have a baby. Mm-hmm. I've worked with women, been in journey with them, been in ceremonies with them, where, you know, there's an issue where their body cannot produce a baby. Mm-hmm. And I've seen couples who, you know, continuously, you know, in many ways, like force mm-hmm. the production of the baby. I'm going to keep myself quiet here. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want you to speak to that and to speak to, you know, what the world now sees as very common, that like, even if you're not ready, like there's ways available for you to make that life happen. Mm-hmm. All journeys are perfect, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's all meant to be, but just, I guess what I'm trying to say is I've seen a lot of women heal the energetic issue that was keeping them from mm-hmm. being able to have a baby. And I don't think the world has ever thought for a second that maybe it's not just the body. Maybe the body is simply responding to trauma or energy that is trapped, that is keeping you from creating life.
Yeah. Well, we need to remember again, we're in a different time in our world. So these babies coming into this earth are really high-level angels and galactics coming into this world. And so these babies hold a different energy. So for a mother to be able to hold that pregnancy, her vessel, not just physically, but emotionally, really needs to be cleansed. And that baby is already bringing in lessons for the parents because of what they get to go through in order to become pregnant. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of all these things. Again, it's not just about having a baby. It's about the evolution of yourself. Spirit told me a very, very long time ago that we're not sending babies to broken homes anymore. And it's not to say that we don't see it happening, because again, everyone's on their own soul journey. But there is this resistance to souls coming in if the parents haven't cleaned up their act. Mm-hmm. And it's a really real thing because it's energy. And so what I feel like is happening for a lot of women, it's this desire to have children that is then calling them into their awakening, to heal their physical vessel. Because as women, we hold a lot of energy in our hips, in our womb, so much. And it's not even about sexual trauma or anything like that. But women, think about the men or the people you have allowed yourself to sleep with, and it was not actually in alignment to you because you didn't understand your own sexual divinity because it was so taboo, it was made to be wrong. Imagine all of the energy you've given away, the trauma your womb is holding. You may not think of it. You may think of, oh, I got drunk in Mexico one night and I slept with this guy. It was so fun. your womb is thinking something completely different. And so what it wants to do is it wants to go in there and it wants to heal. It wants to purge. It wants to release. And that way, it does create space for that miracle of life to happen. It's the same way when we talk about healing the body. It's when you go in there and heal the emotion, the body begins to heal. So the body is just, this is just another way in which it's supporting people and going through their awakening process. And then also for some other people, what Spirit has told clients in sessions is, if you just feel like your body can't do it, some bodies can't carry it. Some people are just in that space, their body can't carry it, but they feel very called of like, I know I'm meant to have another child. Spirit always says adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a soul is meant for you, that baby knows exactly what it's coming through. Okay, I'm going to come through that vessel. That vessel will not keep me. They're going to put me up to adoption here, and she's going to find me here. So your baby that you're adopting is actually the soul that chose you.
Yeah.
Adoption is not, in that sense, a bad thing. And I think some people have such a resistance to it. But because Spirit has said this in sessions with multiple different women, that I'm always like, sit with the energy and see, am I not getting pregnant because it's actually telling me to adopt? And if that's really a full body no, then you continue to do the inner work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to push it a little bit further. Sometimes you need to ask yourself, is this the partner I'm meant to have a child with?
Oof.
People may be married even and want to have a child, and it's just not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because this marriage, the vibration is actually not in alignment. That spirit baby's like, nope, we won't do it. We won't come. And so that's where a lot of women, they're like, they don't want to do the inner work because they don't want to really admit that maybe I married the wrong person.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. I'm going to give the flip version. I remember, you know, it's very public knowledge that I had that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me very clearly, you're going to meet the woman of your dreams and you're going to have a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But what I haven't shared is how many times in readings and sessions with my psychic or whoever, they'd be like, you need to be careful because there's a little female energy that is trying to come through. So just wear protection, just be careful, you know? And it's funny, but it's just so magical the way it happened that I remember literally when Selena came through, I remember Jen was like, we're going to be okay, right? And I was like, oh, I don't know.
But you see, when a baby chooses,
oh yeah,
they come through like that. And like, that's how things are meant to flow for us in life. Mm-hmm. You see, so all these people like forcing a pregnancy and wanting it to happen, I mean, take a step back and breathe. Like, I understand when people want babies and it's just not working, but we need to stop and say, what is this trying to teach me? Who is this trying to make me become to then be that mother or that father? Because again, it's so much bigger than just being a parent. This is about our earth right now. It's about our world.
That's right.
It's about the vibration. How are we raising these little humans? Who are they going to be as adults? Are they going to contribute to the toxicity of this world, or are they going to contribute the love?
That's right. When you say that, what comes up is I had received the download that COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all of the beautiful angelic children that were coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the masks that were being placed onto the children, I thought these little kids at an early age, our darkness is trying to actually strip them from their power, and darkness is actually trying to control them. Like, I saw it all play out.
I'm getting chills because someone else, you have no idea who she is, told me the same thing.
I got that download clear as day.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw all the children, and I saw like the masks being on the children. And I clearly saw, I was like, I see what's happening. These children are all so powerful and so gifted that will be part of their journey, right? When the parent was living and operating in fear,
mm-hmm.
they were going to pass that fear onto the child, right? Part of that child's journey in order to evolve into their spiritual giftings is going to be to go back into that and remove the authority that fear has over that life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, fear is working really hard, but we need to remember, no matter how hard fear works, the light works lighter. They're really trying, because little souls, they're little, but they're the most powerful because they are the most pure. It's bringing all of this light into the earth. It's bringing it. So they're like, let's get to the source and shut it down there. But no matter what they try to do with those, these kids are having awakenings at young ages. Mm-hmm. I've met little kids, 7 and 8, talk about aliens, talk about our souls, talk about, oh yeah, I know I had a past life doing this. Just the most intelligent kids. I'm like, these are the souls coming into this world. This is what's happening.
Speaking of that, let's talk about reincarnation.
Let's.
I this is one of those things. I feel like by now, if they're still with us, like they're down the rabbit hole, right?
They're here for the ride.
They're here for the ride. So, you know, I told you earlier that I really feel that Selena is my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that.
Yeah.
When I look back and I think of the mom, the life that my mom lived, where she didn't feel a mother's love, and mm-hmm. you know, she wasn't free to speak and share her truth, and she in many ways just didn't live in love, and she sacrificed herself for me mm-hmm. so that I could, as a result of her death, be awakened and help others. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom is wonderful. She's wonderful. And when I look at Selena's life now, and I look at the fact that she chose Jen and I, mm-hmm. when she chose Jen and I, and she chose to come through in this energy where there is just, like, Selena will live a life where she's free to be her, you know? I mean, I'm just like, I know it's her.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about that.
So how this works, we have like soul families that we travel with. And we do this whole mother, son, father, daughter, cycle in these different ways and stuff. We travel with souls. As you're even saying that, I'm getting a download that your mom's purpose and how she lived and her soul contract was to live in that way, was to be the cause of your awakening.
I know.
Because again, we work on a soul level. Mm-hmm. It's not about the human stuff that we see and experience. It's about the soul. And so she's like, okay, I'm going to have this life and then I'm going to go like this and it's going to be this and it's going to leave this trauma on him, but then it's going to take him here.
That's right. And then he's going to heal all of that trauma.
And then I'm going to
meet her, and then I'm going to come back and live the life of my dreams.
And then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to filters through my own lessons, my own healings, my own karmas, any of those that I have with me, but then I will also be given the space to evolve and be that higher level in who I came here to be for myself.
That's right.
And so that's how it works. Now, when we also talk about reincarnation, it's not that if you go to a medium and say, I want to connect to my mom, that they can't tap to your mom because, oh, she's in Selena. It's a aspect of her. We're multidimensional.
When, Seema, stop right there. When I finally realize, this is going to sound wild. Sometimes I say there's human words are not available to express what mm-hmm. How can I get this? When, you know how we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally realized that my mom is not my mom, that my mom is the, what is behind her, my mom is the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was able to finally like release like this attachment to like my mom.
Yeah.
That's when I was able to finally learn to truly love, admire, and respect women. Quite frankly, that's when the whole porn addiction it's gone.
You didn't need it anymore.
It's gone. It's just, I understand now the truest essence of the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is you. You're my mom. You're my sister. You're me. You're
mm-hmm.
like, when you get to that space, it's like all separation just
The
matrix just falls apart.
It trickles away.
It does.
Yeah. And when you start to view it that way, then you also realize, oh my God, like, that person isn't my mom. They're my lesson. They're my teacher. that's what it was for. And now it's going to just show up in this way. And this is how the lessons will continue to like evolve and grow together. Like I've always said, I'm like, my dad passed away a couple months ago. I'm like, he's coming back, whether as my son, my sister's son, he's coming back, because this is soul contracts and we're doing things together and we travel together. I learned that about my dad's soul. And I'm like, we travel together. This is just how him and I roll. So he will be back. Mm-hmm. And so then we're going to do the next level of work together, because he came this far and then I took it even further with my awakening. And then he stopped at one point and then his soul was like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like I did my stuff. And then he comes back and he does his next level. And that's how we work with each other.
That's it.
And so that's when you realize a passing isn't really a passing. Sure, our human selves get really hurt and sad by that. And it's a part of the process and grieve and honor all of those feelings. But there's a whole behind the scenes thing happening with the souls. There's a whole behind the scenes thing. And we get to really remember that, like, Celina is not by accident. It's all divinely orchestrated. And you guys are here to carry out these patterns of your soul family and continue to evolve together more and more and more. And again, doesn't mean that a medium won't be able to connect to your mom, because we're multidimensional. Yes, your mom, who she was, her soul exists there. Mm-hmm. An aspect of her soul exists in Celina.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love that. So if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know that I'm a strong believer and advocate for plant medicine and its ability to awaken and heal the mind, body, and soul. It's a belief that is deeply rooted in my own personal experience with both ayahuasca and psilocybin mushrooms. And many of you for years have always asked me, you know, Danny, where do I go? Who can I trust? And there is only one place I would ever recommend or put my name behind, and that is Reunion. Reunion is a place where you could set yourself free from whatever is holding you back from living the life of your dreams. It's a beachfront, beautiful property that is in Costa Rica. And what I love about it is that it's not for profit. And this is the only thing that they focus on is the preservation and the safe utilization of these beautiful, wonderful medicines. And I only feel comfortable putting my name behind it because I am personal friends and have journeyed with some of the members of the facilitating team. Guys, I'm honored to have aligned myself with them to create the Higher Self Scholarship Fund. It's a fund whose purpose is in helping people who don't have the means to experience these medicines and yet have the desire to. And every time one of you books a retreat with Reunion, $100 from every booking is going to go into this fund, and we will be sharing this money with people on a monthly and bi-monthly basis. So help me help others by using the code DANNYREUNION when you go to register to experience your own life transformational journey. To find out more, go to reunionexperience.org and get ready. Aliens. I remember, let's get into it.
I love this topic.
Yeah, I remember, you know, my most profound ayahuasca ceremony when she made me. You know, it's interesting. Somebody recently messaged me on Instagram and they were like, we're coming to awaken and we would love to help. Mm-hmm. And you know, right away when my response was, the greatest way that you could help is to not help. The greatest way for you to help is to let go of your need of needing to help. Mm. The greatest way for you to help is to help yourself. The greatest way for you to help is to let go of the need and the story that you need to help other people. Because in many ways, it's a way of deflection. Mm-hmm. It's a way of deflecting the real journey, the real story, the real journey that you have to go on to heal your heart. It's a way of avoiding the work that you have to do within yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's, in truth, it's a way of you staying in the energy of fear. Mm-hmm. So you are passing that energy on to other people and using that as a way to deflect, when in actuality, the truth is you're afraid to deal with your own shit.
They don't want to look at the shadows.
Exactly. And I can only say this because that was me. Mm-hmm. I was the king of that. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful the way the story works out. Because now I feel like we genuinely do help people at Awaken and everything that we do. But But that energy was only able to become a reality until I first had this moment. And this is where aliens come, is where she made me sit with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I go like this because it was like,
yeah.
It was like right here, right here. It was like she, and I couldn't even get up. Seema was like, no. I don't want to deal with me. I want to help everybody else. She was like, you deal with you right mm-hmm. now. And in that moment, I remember it was literally like a full moon and I saw them for the first time.
Yeah.
I saw the moon and I saw one alien to the right and one alien to the left.
Yeah.
And so as we talk about that, talk to me about aliens.
Much like spirit, our 3D world has made them to be bad. They're going to come and they're going to invade and they're going to just take over our world. Fear, fear, bad, bad, exit, exit. But in reality, when I started to have my, I call it my galactic awakening, because I started to really be able to channel them and feel their essence, and I started getting messages from them. And I'll share this. People are going to be like, what? But people need to hear this. With one of my coaching clients that I worked with, after a certain time, I would tell her, I was like, you're an alien soul. It would just come through in sessions, because where I was receiving the messages from wasn't spirit council. It was different. And I realized it's very telepathic. It's very different. And I was like, this is galactic stuff. And they came through and they told me certain things about myself. They told me certain things about her. They told me about Galactic Federation, which I had never heard before. They said all of these things I had never heard before, all of which were confirmed for me afterwards. They told me I'm a hybrid, which again, I had never heard before. Come to find out, being a hybrid soul is a thing. And then while I was in that session with her, I was like, I remember telling her, I was like, I feel overwhelmed. I feel like they're taking over my body and like I'm not in the space. And I remember feeling like they took me out of my body. An alien sat in my space because I was still awake. I was right there. I was working. And they took me. And then they gave me something to put in my mouth. They're like, put this, take this. And I was like, okay. And I took it. And then I felt back into my body. And I'm like, I don't know what just happened. And I was like, I feel like I literally had an like abduction while being awake and conscious of it on camera with a client. And so after that, I noticed different feelings in my body, different energies. I could all of a sudden channel them. I was remembering things. My senses were different. And I just started changing, and all of a sudden, light language started flowing through me. And I would ask them, what is light language? And basically, it's their language.
Mm.
But their language, then it goes, and I see every time they speak light language, it goes into a person's spine, and it starts healing the spine. It starts moving the energy through their spine, and my hands start doing all of these things. It literally just unlocked. And I started to learn about the galactics, the level of love they have, the level of protection. This is why they didn't want us to know about aliens, because the galactics are protecting Earth on a level that you can't even fathom it. This world would have collapsed if it wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the level of love, the level of protection, guidance that they're giving us every single day, I was like, oh my God, this is why they've kept this from us too.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens are real. Aliens are here. Aliens are in human bodies.
That's right.
Majority of people are aliens. They just don't realize it. And there's different waves of them that have come through, and there's different shape, ways, and forms of them that have come through. But when we could realize this, we can remember, oh my God, we came here to help Earth. And we just needed the consciousness of the galactics, because they're pure. They don't have the human egos where they could lie, manipulate, cheat. You see how it says 244 on your phone there?
Mm-hmm.
44 is my dad's angel number.
Wow.
When my dad passed away, I realized, I'm like, Dad was a galactic. And we're talking about this, and that just pops up right there.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that.
And you realize, of course we came here with galactic souls, because that's that purity that comes into this world, to be pure, to not fully be bogged down by all of the other energy here, because we need to save Earth. If Earth starts to crumble, it affects the entire solar system. Mm-hmm. It affects all of those other planets, all of those other energies. We need to help protect and save Earth. How do we do it? To heal people from within, bring goodness to the Earth. Their souls volunteer to come here.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who are struggling with different things. Like my dad always struggled with what they told him was depression. And this is very, your awakening with your mom was my awakening with my dad. My dad was always told he has depression. So I watched a man take medicine and what you're taught about the medical world. And my dad was a doctor. He was in the medical field. And you would think you take medicine and you get better, right? Why isn't dad getting better? Why is dad's emotions not getting better? Why is dad struggling with these things? What's going on with dad? And that was where my awakening started to happen, where I was like, no, what medicine is saying, there's something more to it here. It's not just cut, paste, band-aid, take this medicine, you're better. There's more to it here. And I just always noticed, I'm like, why did his soul struggle so much on this earth? So I always felt called. I'm like, I need to help humans on an emotional level because I never want to see anybody struggle the way my dad did. And I never want to see a child feel what I felt because I saw what my dad go through. So very much like what your mom meant
exactly
for you,
the same thing.
My dad was for me. And then I realized in this whole awakening for me, my dad was, the pain I felt with my dad's journey was my reason for awakening. It took me down that path. And then I realized, I'm like, dad was a galactic. Mm. Dad came from those places. So when I said his soul was too pure for this world, it was. Majority of the people on this earth deeply suffering with depression and anxiety are galactics. They are so pure. Their souls are so divine and pure, and it's just being weighed down by the density here. And then they're given medication, which then weighs them down even more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that antidepressants or these things are bad. Some people genuinely need them and it supports them. And I'm not saying go run and get off of this. This is not medical advice. But what I'm saying is we need to pay closer attention. There's something really divine going on here. And a lot of these really sensitive people are galactic souls that are here experiencing these things because their souls like, why are humans doing this to each other? Why are people doing this? And it weighs on them because I started to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the doctor told me antidepressants. And there was something in my body that was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw my dad do it. I saw it do nothing for him. I'm not repeating the pattern. And that's what took me on my awakening journey.
I love that. Speaking of awaken,
mm-hmm.
you came.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Palm Springs.
I was.
It was the first time you had mm-hmm. been seeing it from afar,
mm-hmm.
like many people out there. And you showed up and then you came up to the room mm-hmm. and we were all speaking and you were like, oh my God, Danny. What was it like? What did you see and feel? And I know what I know. I know that my vision is for every human being to come to awaken at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the closest thing to a plant medicine journey without
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
taking the medicine. What did you see? What did you feel? What did you?
The breath work was really, that was when I had those profound experiences. That was when I was really going through like this galactic awakening. And in the breath work is when I was like, they showed me alien. They showed me an alien with angel wings. And they were like, do you recognize who you are now? And I'm like, I get it. I get it. I got it. Let's go. And that's when I came through. I was like, Danny, you won't even for the 100 miles an hour. Cause I was like, what the fuck just happened in there? Those breath works at the end of each day, profound. And I even shared with you yesterday the experience my sister had, which was wild. And my sister is not someone who is into these things or really had these experiences. So the breath work sessions are very profound. And I think just being in a space where you see the reflection of what living spiritually means and being in a container with all of these people that genuinely want to work on bettering themselves and bettering their lives, just being in that energy, if nothing else, being in that energy is so healing.
Yeah.
Because you see, especially with right now with so much darkness in the world, you see love.
Yeah.
You see community.
Yeah.
You see people holding space for each other. And you just feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we all get to be reminded of. So spaces like that, it's such a reminder of that. Plus that really deeply spiritual aspect of it.
Yeah. It's That's what I love about it too.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the event in and of itself has been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it closely mirrors my journey.
Yeah.
And what I'm proudest of now is that, like, at the end of, like, the third day, there's oneness.
Yeah.
There's no race. There's no economic class. Mm-hmm. Like, we people literally return to their hearts, and it's beautiful.
I was saying this the other day. I'm like, could we take something like this to the Middle East? Like, just take it to the Middle East.
Oh,
like,
we're coming.
They, you know, and it's just, we all need to remember that this is what it is, and that this is just all love, and we truly are one.
Yeah.
Drop, like, literally drop the shit. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
And we are all one in love. With the second people remember that, the darkness is gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't stand a chance. It's done. Whoever, whatever is pulling those strings, it cannot anymore, because people just woke up and took their power back. And this is the aspect of where I feel like aliens are also very important to this energy, because it's a big part of our experience. It's a big part of who we are and the energy of what's going on now. So the remembrance of that and the remembrance of how that works with our world and with our own individual bodies and systems, it takes you to a different level, because in Los Angeles, everywhere, I even noticed it here, they have those sprays that they spray in the air, chemtrails or whatever they call it. And then you see on a lot of these social media accounts talking about it, they're polluting our air with it, whatever it is. And I realized I was sitting with a lot of fear with that. And I'm like, can't even sit outside in the sun and like breathe in fresh air because this, and there was fear. And I'm like, this doesn't feel good. And so I turned to the Galactics. I was like, tell me about this. And they laughed. They were like, we neutralize this. So what's really happening, the reason why they're allowing you guys to hear about this so much is because then you hear about this, you hear that it's polluting everything, and then you get scared, and the fear is what's hurting you. Mm. But in reality, we've already neutralized this. It's not doing anything. The reason why they're doing so many of them is for people to see it, question what it is, realize what it is, go into fear. But in reality, we've already neutralized this.
I love that.
They are protecting us so much. This is why they don't want us to know the truth about aliens.
I love that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna do two more things here.
Go for it.
I wanna have a reading.
right here, right now.
Just whatever. I want people to see what this is like. I want, let's give them an experience. So many people I just want to see what comes through.
Yeah. Well, readings with me, it really just feels like you're talking to me. I mean, you've had readings with me, you know how they go.
Yeah.
It just feels like you're talking with me, but really the information is all being channeled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all that it is. We're having a conversation, but it's speaking into your soul.
Okay.
Like, it's very simple. You know it. I feel like I need to open up the channels for that to start tapping into your energy. But let me have you take a deep breath in for me. Okay. Immediately, the thing I feel for you, and the reason why I have you take a deep breath, is because it allows me to tap into your energy while also then receiving energy from your council. So I feel what's going on in your body and I get the messages from them. Immediately, what I get for you is there's a lot of fog and haze around the solar plexus and sacral chakra area. And I ask Spirit, I'm like, what's going on there? Like, what's happening there? There is an essence of what's going on in your life that's having you toughen up, and you're putting up a shield here because you got to toughen up for it. I got to show up for this. And putting up that shield in your body, they're like, it's going to start slowing things down, because the second we think we got it, we're love, Spirit shows us other lessons. You got it, you're love. Are you sure you're showing up that way? And it starts to bring up those lessons for us. And speaking about what happened this morning, do you see how that whole situation, Spirit is like, do you see the shield that went up just there?
Yeah.
And so immediately as I tap in, I'm like, oh my God, there's a metal shield there. And we need to take that metal shield and make it into a soft pink blanket of love. Because one thing they're telling you, they're like, every time you think you got it, it's love, that's where your ego's kicking in.
Yeah.
We shouldn't sit with the place and think we got it. We are love. We got it. We are love. Because it's limitless, the levels.
It's limitless.
And every time we think we got there, there's a deeper level. There's a deeper level. And the next thing is going to come up to teach you deeper, 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 deeper. So they're like, stop. That, when you said that is your Z, Spirit's like, that's not your Z. That Z is limitless. It doesn't exist. So that is something your soul will continue to evolve into even after you're out of this meat suit.
Got it.
And they're like, let go of that, because that you've been using that as a part of your identity.
Got it.
They're like, you want to be free? Let go of that. Yes, create your next level of human where you want to go. Go create those. Go be with love. Go be expand. Go do that. But each time you tell yourself that and then your human wants a human, you're putting a shield around your gut, a shield around your own creativity, which then starts to draw it down. Mm. One thing I feel like we need to actually do for you is light language in your spine, because they need to move energy out in there. And I also feel like your channel to the galactics is ready to open up. And so we're going to do a little bit about that right now, which, okay, I don't know how this is going to work because my hands move a lot, but I'm going to try to do it around.
What do you need me to do?
Nothing. You just sit.
I just chill.
Okay. So, and I'm going to say this for the people that are listening to this. Light language is literally the language of the galactics. And this is how they explain it to me. And because galactics don't speak in the way you and I do, they speak telepathically. It's a vibration. So when that vibration channels through and then it wants to be put into human words, it doesn't sound like English. It sounds like a whole other thing. So you're just going to take a deep breath and I will tell you to close your eyes. You keep your eyes closed. I will be doing the light language. I will be moving the energy. You just afterwards get to share with us here what you felt. I'm going to drink a little bit of water. I feel like they're automatically telling us, get ready for your galactic activation to start happening. I'm going to move this a little away from me. Okay, take a deep breath in. Siyo wala kiksana mai lo lo waiti. Siyo wala makanaise wala no wala waiti. Siyo wala kanasana wala kala wala waiti. Siyo kala wala kala sikili wala waiti. Pay attention to what color you're seeing in your spine right now. Feel into the energy of it. And then I want you to breathe into it and breathe it out from the bottom of your spine. Sila wakula masina walala watiti. Easti wulu kanala lawa mitsubushin kanya. Usta wilaila easti wulili kinila wasiti. Easti lana wushinini walala wakula siti. Pay attention to who's showing up around you. Pay attention to who's coming through. Laila wakusta minini lawa hubushimi kaiti. Lila kazasini mina walasitini minaiti. Easti kalula walaili lisili walaila wasiti. Easti kul walaila wakula wasiti. They're saying that you're entering your next level of upgrade, and it's going to be a different upgrade that you did not expect. Resistance, resistance, resistance. There's a lot of resistance in the spine. Resistance, resistance, resistance. Do you see me now? Do you see who I am? Do you see who's working with you? Do you see it now? Do you see me now? Do you see who it is now? Do you see who's working with you now? I want you to take a few moments, see the messages they're giving you. Sit with who's there. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Thank you. A lot of that situation from earlier is coming up. In a lot of ways in which I'm still trying to force is coming up. A lot of ways in which I'm still trying to control is coming up. And there's like a deeper level of like allowance that I get to happen. Mainly that situation from earlier. Yeah. I did see I've never seen this massive winged angel like right in front of me.
The reason why I kept saying, do you see who I am now? Do you see, or whatever they were saying, I can't even remember what I just said. It's because that energy that showed up for you is who's working with you now, who's speaking through you. And they just wanted to get your attention. But do you see it now? Do you feel me now? Do you feel my presence now? Now we're going to work together.
Got it.
And in your spine, it was like this density, this metal energy in your spine. That's why I was like, see the color. What color is showing up there? It was heavy. And now they want to pull that out of you.
Got it.
That's what's going to start creating these next level upgrades that we will one day talk about here too, what happened and what it does to the physical body also.
For sure.
But this was the invitation for that and preparing you. That's why they kept saying there's resistance. Because when we think we've got it, we create resistance.
I love that.
So they were unsnapping all of those things for you, and it's going to start pouring through you, and awaken is going to be ever changed because of this as well.
That much more powerful. Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So speaking of awaken, I think we get to announce for the first time ever, this recording would have been shown a couple of days after Awaken New York closes up. And many of you are now aware that we are coming to Miami in June. We're coming back to California and Palm Springs. And we now have officially launched our brand new Awaken app. It's called Awaken You. And you can download it from the App Store or you can go to awakenyou.co. And we are bringing forth a lot of the teachers and guides that you have met from the podcast as guides on the app. And Seema, you're one of them.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. And you are going to be the spiritual guide.
I love it.
And I think it's one, the way we figured it out is once every week there will be a class. And I think the way we figured it out is that it's about once every 5 to 6 weeks you'll be coming on teaching a class.
Love
helping it. Everybody on their journey.
I love it.
We are going to have guides in spirituality. We're going to have guides in finances. We're going to have guides in relationships. And yes, we're going to have guides in physical health as well.
I love it.
And so it's really, really, really exciting. You called it in.
I did call it in. I called this in a long time ago when I actually came to Awaken in Palm Springs. And that little tree you had outside, intention tree.
Yes.
I literally wrote, Danny Morrell times Seema Shamash are working together. I didn't know what it would look
really?
Like.
I love
swear
that.
To God. I didn't know what it would look like. But I was like, I feel the calling. This.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because, you know, for me to bring someone to work with us in any capacity, it's, you know, there needs to be pureness. There needs to be truth. All I want to tell all of you is just know that if anyone is in front of you and they are being brought to you by us, it's because they're authentic, they are truly connected, and your life will be blessed as a result of working with them. So go right now. Go right now. We have 4 different levels. We've made it as affordable as a couple of bucks a month. But there's levels for everybody all over the world. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to help you in your spiritual journey. And everything that we've talked about over this episode and the last one we're really going to help people to thrive and to remember who it is that they really are.
And I feel like we really touched on the surface of all of these topics. All of these topics go so much deeper. Yeah. And so
to we'll do that in the app.
Yeah. And to everyone that just knows, like, the all of these topics are relevant for each one of them in their own lives. So then when we work together, it just goes deeper for their personal experience and what that's it means for them and all of that stuff. But
that's right.
I hope they loved what they heard.
Yeah, I love it. And thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you in the app.
You'll see me in the app.
That's right. Go to awakenu.co now. And to register, or pardon me, I think it's actually dannymorell.com/awaken U. That's what we're going to send you to. Or you can download the app. It's the Awaken You app in the App Store. And I cannot wait to see you guys there. I cannot wait to see you guys either in London, Miami, California, potentially Canada this year.
I want to come to all of them.
Potentially Houston, potentially Colorado, I don't know. Potentially Dubai and Australia soon.
No.
So, you know. But what I tell everybody is don't wait for us to come to you. You come to us.
Oh, yeah.
Take that journey so that when we do come to you, you can bring all of your family members and friends. And it's beautiful when that happens. So we'll see you next week on another episode of The Higher Self. Thanks for watching this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you heard something in this week's episode that caused you to think maybe, just maybe, there was a higher potential for your life, maybe there was a potential to earn and receive financial freedom, to attract the relationship of your dreams, or to improve your health, that's what we specialize in. We help wonderful human beings like yourself to unravel all of the limiting thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you've been living through so that you can finally tap into your life's truest potential. If you'd like to talk more about that, we invite you to join us on Instagram or Facebook and email us the word discover more. And when my team sees that, they will reach out to you, send you the details of how we could help you on your pathway to a life of abundance, fulfillment, and creating the absolute life of your dreams. Message us right now the words discover more now on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll see you soon.